Hello and welcome to this episode of Shapes of Grief. My name is Liz Gleason and I'm a psychotherapist who specialises in grief and loss. And this week I thought I would look at the phenomenon known as collective grief. You may have heard 2 weeks ago, Sinead O'Connor, a very beloved singer here in Ireland, died suddenly. And there's been such an outpouring of love and grief, respect and gratitude. I decided that I would go along to Bray, County Wicklow this morning, which is actually only 10 minutes away from my home, and talk to people there about what Sinead meant to them and why they're grieving the loss of somebody that they've never met. There are many reasons why we can grieve somebody that we never knew. For me, Sinead O'Connor was like the soundtrack of my youth. I remember the first time that somebody broke up with me. I think I was about 16 and it was Valentine's Day, the nerve of him. But he broke up with me and it was when Sinead's song Nothing Compares to You was in the chart. So that was the soundtrack of that stretching and cracking of my heart for the first time. And a few years later, when I was going through a very difficult time in my late 20s, Sinead had produced the album The Healing Room. And I listened to that album on repeat because it just spoke to the space that I was in. Her words were such a balm to me at that time. And I know that I'm nothing special. There's millions of people who associate certain songs and certain musicians with times in their lives. So come with me now as I travel back to this morning, and I'm going to share some of the chats I had with people just at the side of the road, ordinary people like you and me, about what Sinead O'Connor meant to them. The sound isn't great, so my apologies for that. It's something I still have to work on. Enjoy these chats.
Thank you. Just maybe to say a few words about why you're here today, what Sinead O'Connor meant to you.
Well, I suppose I kind of grew up with her, you know, in the background or whatever. And we just said we come along to kind of, you know, her travels or whatever, you know, wherever that may be, you know.
How do you feel about her death?
Sad in a way, like, you know, that's life and life is tragic in ways, but she left a big legacy. It was good, like.
What did she mean to you?
I'm fiercely independent, which I love. You know, I'd be in that kind of frame of mind as well, like, but, you know, and go your own way. You know, that kind of way.
What's your name?
Brendan.
Brendan. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. So, what's your name?
My name is Martin Timmins.
Martin, how are you?
All right.
So yeah. You're here. What did Sinead O'Connor mean to you, Martin?
What she meant? She meant everything. As a musician, an Irish musician who was internationally famous, and you know, I'm a sort of a musician myself. So I remember seeing her when playing with the Waterboys back when she was 19. First time I ever saw her in the Olympia, and I've been following her ever since. And I live in Wicklow as well, so I live nearby, and it's just great to come down here today and see such crowds out. You know, it's marvellous to see such a good send-off. Because she had her troubles, like us all, but she was a great artist and a great writer and a great singer. And she stood up for what she believed in. And that's all I can say. You know, she was everything, really. She was Irish personified, I suppose, you know. So it's sad. But I suppose we all have to go sometime, but she got a great send-off anyway.
What did she mean to you, Martin? What did her death mean to you?
Well, I mean, we have to carry on. Well, our music will live on. That's the main thing, isn't it? You know, the music will always be there.
Oh, but she was a real icon. Oh my God, unbelievable. And I was just saying to my friend here a while ago, the first time I ever seen her up close was she was about 21. And she lived in an apartment in Knockgreat, Georgia Street. And there was a shop down the road called Lucky Duffy's. And I was going in to get something for my dad, right? And who came in on Sinead O'Connor, and I looked and I thought, oh my God, look at her. She was flawless and amazing. Absolutely amazing. Fantastic singer. Her voice just, it gets into your heart. Very emotional. So I was glad I was able to come here today.
Did you have a favourite song?
Nothing compares.
Yeah, well, not that it would be one favourite song, but another one would be, she sings Silent Night in Irish, yeah. And oh my God, have a listen to that. Mm-hmm. I'll remember on that. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Ro Richardson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Deirdre Richardson, but we're not related, but we live around the corner from Dublin One. And like that, I remember I was in the Gresham in town, and she came over to ask my boyfriend for a light, you know. And of course I was like, because she's the same age as me, and at that stage she was very young as well. I think we were both in our 20s, and I just remember her eyes and her eyelashes, and how humble she was, you know. And I think I've always respected her. She's so low-key that she didn't have much confidence, and yet she was so beautiful, you know. So, but it was just the aura she left. That she was very calm in how she spoke, and then she had guts to speak out and say things as they were, you know. So well ahead of her time. Like, I think if she was young now, it would be, you know, because you know, she didn't, life was very tough for her, you know. She's beautiful, and I think she just touched everybody here in Ireland. Yeah, everybody, you know. Yeah, and they don't all talk about her music, they talk about her as a person, you know, rather than the musician or whatever. Yeah, but yeah.
What did she mean to you?
Do you know what she meant? A lot to me about how proud it is to be a woman and to be able to speak up. So for me, she meant that we do matter and our voice is very important. So for me, she was very special. Yeah, just special.
She was beautiful and such a humble person too, and very generous, wasn't she? Yeah, so yeah. I didn't, but I would. Do you know, it's such a shame that she's passed now, and I just want to give her a big hug because she's been through a lot. And it's only now I'm learning so much about her life. I didn't know before. I'm reading a lot of stuff, and yeah. I said, oh my God, why did I not get to know this person more when she was alive, you know?
Yeah, I think that's
it was what sad. And I feel very emotional. I don't know. She had a tough, yeah.
What's your name?
Jackie. Yeah. But she's a lovely person.
So you can see now the emotion there. That's, yeah, she did.
When I just started reading all this stuff about her, I just, got very touched, yeah. And I just thought she was a very strong woman for all she's been through. And, you know, she still, and bless her, you know, that was very hard, tough on her as well, with her son passing too. And, yeah, she's been, but she was a lovely, lovely, and my favourite part was when she was on the Late Late Show. That was the best. Yeah. And when she said to Ryan Troverty, on the Late Late Show, every Friday night, they would ring somebody's house. It was a prize, and then what happened was they'd say, oh, you're, congratulations, you're the winner. How much would they win, Dee?
10,000.
And poor Ryan Troverty didn't know where to put his face. She says, that's a lot of money now. Would you not think about now giving that to somebody that really needs it? And that just, I said, go on, girl. Fair play to you, I just thought. She was such a kind person, wasn't she, really? And she was so humble. That's what I loved about her. Like, there wasn't about you. It was what you see is what you get. And she was honest. And yeah, I loved it. I think she was a lovely person. So sorry.
There's women now to speak up. It's the inspiration that she gave, that if you can do that, so can we. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Ask those questions. Exactly. Why don't you give to charity? Why don't you, if it's sponsor money and a family that are on the other end of the phone just happen to guess, win the money, they might have it. The thing is, there's no time for that, really. Give to where the need is, you know? And that's, she was all about charity. Yeah. And of course, anybody who's like that, we're all drawn towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, goodness. Yeah, exactly. And she had that. And it's only sad that, she was ahead of her time. It's sad. because she wasn't always listened to. Not at all.
Well, she did. I did see an interview with a Dr. Phil, and that's what she says. Oh my God, can I high five? He got her, he understood what she was saying. Yeah, she felt she wasn't being heard. And that was a very touching moment for me when I'd seen that interview. And she just, I just wanted to hug her, like, God love her. Yeah, she was raw
and pure.
What's your name?
My name is Karen Dempsey.
And Karen, I saw you on the news, I think. You did.
Yes. And it was a funny one, you know, when you actually find yourself talking about something like that. But I work as a funeral celebrant.
Okay.
So actually Shapes of Grief is very much topical for me. I think Sinead's death, so much to say on that in terms of the grief that's pouring out. It's the grief of so many people who, there's a degree of disenfranchised grief in it, I think, and that so many people who never realised really what they thought about or felt about Sinead until she's dead. And now that she's gone, people have realizations about things they should have said, things they might have thought, things they never knew about her, judgments probably that they held about her. And I think that happens in a lot of situations where we lose somebody who has struggled with their mental health in life. Always there's the outpourings of, I didn't know, if only I'd known, if only I could have, if only somebody had. And actually, that's all irrelevant. The person has gone, they've died, they have died, and they're gone physically from our lives. And all it does is highlights how important it is to connect with people in life if they are a person that is appropriate with. You can't connect deeply with everybody in your life. You just can't. So when somebody dies, and particularly it comes up when somebody dies by suicide, and I'm conscious of saying this because we do not know Sinead's cause of death, so I'm not attributing this for this reason. But the grief I see is similar to what happens when somebody dies by suicide. And it's that feeling of, if I'd known, I would have had a coffee with them. If I'd known... is unlikely to have changed the outcome, whether somebody had had a coffee with somebody recently or not, whether somebody had said, you know what, I really love and respect you, you know, I really love and respect your work, I listen to your music all the time. Actually, that's not what's going to actually change the outcome for a person who is really struggling with mental health issues. What they need is good healthcare. We need a healthcare system that actually serves people. We need a healthcare system that respects people's mental health, and we just need to be able to look after each other in whatever way we can and not stress ourselves out if we can't, because we're not always. This whole thing of my door is open 24/7, it's not realistic. You can't do that, and I know people deeply want to say they can. You cannot do that and also protect yourself. So there's so much to be said, I think, on all of this, but it's lovely to speak to you, and it's lovely to have this topic.
What did she mean to you personally?
Oh, a huge amount. Because to me, Sinead meant so much about what it looks like to reject the institutional churches and faith paths, and yet have a very deep personal spirituality, and to change that as you need to change it. Like, I think Sinead was an excellent role model for that. She knew what she was seeking. She was seeking, so she didn't know, I suppose, what ultimately it was, but she was seeking, and she was willing to seek in whatever form that took for her at the time, even though she got scorn and ridicule and absolute, I mean, really harsh ridicule for that. She was driven by what she couldn't resist, I suppose, which was that question all the time, the constant questioning. And that's what made her such a phenomenal artist, and that's what made her able to connect and resonate with so many people on so many levels throughout the entire world. And she really demonstrated that generosity of spirit that, I mean, every faith path has that golden rule of love thy neighbour, some form of love thy neighbour, which means, in reality, you have to love yourself in order to love your neighbour. And that was her, I think, struggle through life, was how to love herself and love her neighbour, because she was so good at loving her neighbours. I mean, all these stories that are coming up about the things that Sinead O'Connor did to intervene and all these different ways that she intervened in people's lives in a generous way. And we can only ever hope that she experienced some of those generosities back to her. And I know that she did. But I hope she actually felt the proper resonance of what she put out into the world back to her.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you so much.
My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I just think she was a really, you know, inspirational woman. Like, she, like, stood up for what she believed in, but, you know, a lot of people didn't agree with, you know, what she believed in, and criticised her a lot. And, you know, I think people need to, like, stop being so cruel. Like, you know, like, respect other people's beliefs or whatever, you know, just don't be so... don't be so harsh, you know, to others. You know, we need to be kinder to each other, I think. And I just my heart just goes out to her, like, because she, like, after losing her son, she was suffering a lot from that. So I just really hope she's at peace with him now. And yeah, I mean, I'll miss her. I mean, I wish I got to see her perform. I never, like, live. I've seen her perform on TV, but I wish I had seen her perform live. So yeah.
Were you surprised at what you felt when you heard about her death?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to hear that she passed away. I was really quite shocked, you know. She's so young, you know. Yeah, I really wasn't expecting it at all, you know. So I am quite sad over it, like, and I'll really miss her. I really miss her a lot, you know.
Thank you so much. My name is Bernie. I just agree with everything that lady said. And
why did you come today, Bernie?
I came because I just wanted to feel the atmosphere and to be here, walk behind the coffin all the way up to the end. And I just felt it was really sad. I was glad to be here, though, to experience it, you know. But she was an amazing woman. And I feel sad because she was so vulnerable and she spoke out for the underdogs, as they say. So I just... really, really happy about that, you know.
Yeah. What did she mean to you, Bernie?
I loved listening to her. I thought she was a very intelligent and very interesting woman. And I just loved to watch her. And she was very witty as well. And I enjoyed her humour, you know, a lot. And yeah, so I'm just so sad she's gone from us, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie.
No, Darren can't do it, so.
What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How are you? And it's a very sad day. Today, so it is, because Sinead was a legend to me and to everybody else, and she stood up for what she believed in, and she took no bull from anybody, and she was perfectly right, and I think she just had a very, very hard life, so she did, and hopefully Sinead now can rest in peace.
What did she mean to you?
Well, she stood up for everything that I believed in as well. Through the abuse years ago at the Catholic Church, and she just put her voice out there, and she made sure that everybody listened. So she did, and her music was just legendary. Absolutely, I loved her music, so I did. Especially Nothing Compares to You. I can't put it into words, but to me she was a legend. She was somebody I could relate to. Yeah, she was just somebody that I could relate to. I never met her, but I had a connection with her. So I had, and I couldn't believe it 2 weeks ago when I heard that she had passed. It was just, I just broke down and cried. So I did, I just broke down and cried. So hopefully today now she's resting in peace.
I'm here because I love Sinead, and I actually live in Bray. I've lived in Bray, I think, almost the same amount of time that Sinead had this house. And then I realised that she had the Rastafarian colours on the building, and I just sort of fell in love with that. And I suppose, you know, I have a couple of sisters, and they loved her music. They had her albums on the vinyl collection of... I Do Not Want What I Have Not Got. So I always, like, as a kid, I was listening to that, and so I kind of had that connection to her early phase in her music. And then, so she's kind of such an important figure in Irish cultural life that it's really sad that she passed. And I suppose that just being part of Bray for so long, it was a beautiful thing that the funeral was able to pass through today, and we waited for her and said her goodbyes. So.
Were you surprised at how you felt when you learnt about her death?
I was kind of overwhelmed with grief. So I've had a few deaths in my life, so it was not a new feeling. Maybe it was a bit a trigger for me, having lost some close people in my life in the past. So I did empathise. But, you know, there was a great support. You know, people were always messaging on the night that we found out, and I was with some close friends at the time, so it made it a bit easier, you know. And then there was an amazing John Creedon special on RTE, so everyone was like, tune in now, and it kind of eased the pain of it, you know. And she was friendly face around the town as well, you know. It's like, I think my fear was that when she left, that did she lose, like, there's something maybe leveling about living in the community here, and being so, maybe it was a bit too public, the location, but I just wonder what happened. I hope that she's gone to a better place anyway, you know. But
thank you so much, Gavin.
Pleasure.
And why are you here today, Eva?
I just felt like it was important to come and pay respects to Sinead. You know, she was such a important figure in Irish, like, not only music, but politics and, you know, all of the, yeah. Yeah, I just felt like it was important to pay respects to her. I mean, it's really sad. It's very tragic. I mean, but at the same time, like, the procession and everything was really lovely, the music and the flowers and the flags, and, like, it was a really nice tribute, I think.
Yeah, gorgeous. Thank you, Eva. And you, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Sophia.
And Sophia, why are you here today?
She was much of a rebel in of her time, and continued to be as she grew as an artist and got everyone's attention through things that really mattered to the Irish public, and particularly to Irish women as well. Like, it's particularly through her performances and her music. She was one of a kind, and I think that's why people are so upset and grieving for her, because she truly was a once-in-a-lifetime artist, and particularly that she lived in Bray for 15 years, and as a person from Bray, I knew people who would have seen her around the place and would have respected her and made sure that the media wouldn't have been on her back or anything like that. And she truly was like a legend of her time, and she definitely would have been, she was too young for the time that she did pass away, but we're here kind of paying tribute to her today as well.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
What's your name?
Susan.
And Susan, what did Sinead mean to you?
I just always respected her bravery and independence and how she was true to herself. And her wonderful voice. That's it.
And what does it mean to you to be here today at her funeral?
I live in Bray, so it was just that I couldn't not come, you know? So, yeah, I'm glad to be here. It was a wonderful tribute as well to her, so, yeah.
Were you surprised at how her death made you feel?
Yes, I was on a train in Brussels, and I gasped. I couldn't believe it. But I was surprised. Anyway.
Why do you think her death touches you so deeply?
I don't know. She was just a kind of a driving force or something, you know? Ireland loves Sinead. That's all. I don't know. Nothing else to say, really.
Are you surprised at how deeply the feelings hit you?
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have expected to, but there you go. I guess, you know, she's just one of us.
Thank you so much. So, why are you here today?
I'm here to celebrate Sinead's life and her music, and to play my speaker real loud with the music on. That's why I came, you know.
What are you playing?
I'm playing all Sinead's music all day, yeah, all day long. All her reggae albums, this is her new newer stuff, London Sessions I'm playing right now. Yeah, I'm going to play it all day.
What did she mean to you?
Well, I was friends with her son, so she was like a mother of a friend, I suppose, to me.
Were you a friend of Shane?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So how are you doing here today?
I'm happy today. It's good. It's really nice vibes today, I think.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, it's really good vibes. You look around, the energies are really good. Yeah. Yeah.
And what about you? Why are you here today?
Same. I've always loved that music since I was 12. Have to say goodbye, basically.
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
Sad. Well, happy as well, kind of thing.
Are you surprised at how deeply you feel the loss?
Yeah, I actually am.
Yeah. I felt a lot of like waves of sadness today. Waves of sadness and waves of happiness, and it's like a lot of emotion going on.
It's so tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Shane is really similar to her.
Yeah, you see her to me.
So you're here grieving Shane as well as Sinead?
Yeah, for sure.
It's lovely having the music, so thank you for bringing that today.
I'm going to turn it up.